USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump addressed younger voters. The president said this is a great time to be entering the workforce.
Thanks to our massive tax cuts, young men and women entering the workforce are keeping more and more of the money they earn. Unemployment for people under the age of 24 is the lowest in almost 50 years.
Today, the Supreme Court delivered a blow to organized labor by ruling that states can no longer force government workers to pay for the cost of hammering out union contracts. Mark Nix is the president of the National Right to Work Foundation. He explains what took so long for this case to be decided.
Well, because we had to convince the court and they had to come back numerous times to decide that the First Amendment was in play. The idea of strict scrutiny of constitutional rights is the question on the table. The Supreme Court finally got it right.
And this just into the newsroom, John Bolton has confirmed an upcoming summit between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
An airline pilot makes a mistake that sparks a spare at a New York airport. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story.
A JetBlue flight out of New York's JFK Airport gets delayed after a mistaken report of a hijacking. It happened as Flight 1623 was preparing for takeoff to go from New York to Los Angeles Tuesday evening. Reports are the JetBlue pilot had meant to report he was having a problem with the plane's radio equipment. Instead, he mistakenly used a code that meant there was a hijacking happening. A group of heavily armed Port Authority police officers storming the plane, evacuating everyone safely. Now the FAA is investigating exactly how that mistake happened. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Joe Jackson, father of Michael Jackson and manager of the Jackson 5, has died at the age of 89. The 89-year-old Jackson has been battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was recently admitted to a hospital in Las Vegas last week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders will receive temporary Secret Service protection days after she was asked to leave a Virginia restaurant. It's unclear if there are any specific threats against Sanders, but this does all stem back to Peter Fonda also sending out some tweets where he talked about Sarah Sanders and separating her from her children. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee and dad of Sarah Sanders weighed in on this.
Well, it's not so much related to the red hen as it is to other threats. And you got to remember, she has three small children, and there have been some nasty things. Peter Fonda tweeted out to millions of people that someone ought to break into her house and kidnap her children. Maria, that's not politics. That's crime.
That's crime.
Peter Fonda needs to be in jail.
Huckabee was then asked on Fox Business if there are any specific threats against Sanders or her family.
I'm not aware of anything. I don't know. Maybe they've talked to him. But the point being is this. He continues to tweet out. Even after this, he still tweeted out the most vile, vicious, hateful things toward the president and his staff. So if there's any kind of repentance and sorrow and regret for it, he certainly isn't displaying it publicly. And that's just the public stuff. Believe me, there's plenty of other stuff out there. The hatred toward this administration and just the people who work for it. I've never seen anything like it.
This
I mean, I get it. People
it really
are fired
is.
Up,
yeah.
But this is absurd.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.